Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and that girl named Sam.
Hello, yeah. Friends of the podcast. Samantha. You forget your name?
Nope. Apparently someone did.
Apparently someone did. That girl named Sam, right? Yeah, but listen to that. You know what? You could be called Dorothy because we're living in Kansas right now.
OMG. Everything's spinning.
What's with the storm?
I don't know.
Right?
There's ice, there's snow, there's wind, there's bustles, there's, I don't know, there's just like, things
do we
happening.
Need everything all at once?
Well, that's how we do it here, apparently.
I know, right? It's all or nothing, right? Mother
Parker. I'm gonna say,
not Mother Parker. I'll be kind and I'll be doing that.
It's crazy.
All I know is that I got my phone chargers ready just in case of an emergency.
I don't even have a phone charger.
Oh my God, that hurts my heart.
I am charging my phone right now, though.
But you don't have a backup bank?
I don't.
Oh, Samantha.
I know.
You probably sell them where you work.
I probably do.
If not, I sell them where I work. I will get you one.
Okay.
Okay? Right? I have trinkets and cool things, too, now, you know. Just saying. I'm just saying. Samantha, how you doing?
Oh, my God. I dipped my toe.
Oh.
Into the world of Popeyes.
Oh no!
And
like again,
I got the Popeye sweats.
That means you ate too much of the Popeyes.
I am obsessed with that chicken sandwich.
How many? How many have you had?
I've had three.
Good for you. Good for
you. I'm like, what is? But it's like the perfect. It is. It's the bun. It's the big juicy
all
piece of
it.
Chicken. I'm like, what is wrong with me? It's like I have never not had a chicken sandwich.
But it's different. Mike even went out and bought, you know how remember we used to eat chicken buns and then he decided he hated chicken buns?
Yeah.
He even went out and bought chicken buns thinking we could recreate. You can't recreate.
No.
You can't. Right? Because you can't.
I wouldn't know how to start.
You wouldn't want to start.
I don't think so.
That's the beauty of the Popeyes.
Oh, I don't know.
And then it's funny because I see billboards for the KFC one and I just want to spray paint and go, not bloody likely. Right? Now you look like the Popeyes. You don't taste like the Popeyes one.
And the thing is like, who would ever go back?
Why would you go anywhere else for a chicken sandwich?
Exactly.
Right? I don't even... When have you ever known me to even eat chicken sandwiches? Never. I'm a burger girl if I'm having a takeout, right? I'm having a burger. Unless it's Popeyes, then give me the chicken.
Give me the chicken.
Right? Give me that chicken burger over probably any place of burgers.
Huh.
I know, right? I wonder what they put in it. Like some chicken crack or something.
Maybe chicken crack.
Maybe there's some chicken crack. Right?
Maybe.
There's
maybe.
Something. There's got to be something. Right? There's got to be something. Okay. So I know I always say I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to be a political podcast host, but I'm going to do it through my friend Kelly Ripa.
Okay.
Okay. So it's not Lisa and Sam talking about this. I'm just sharing Kelly Ripa's message.
Okay.
So she was talking the other day on her show about all the stuff going on in America.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. You know what? How you couldn't be moved by her, because she said she loves America and she was so angry to the point where you could tell that she was like fighting back her emotions, holding her emotions back at what was going on in her country.
Huh.
And yeah. And then you know what? It got me thinking, do we have that here in Canada? I don't think we have that.
Actually, there were people that went from Canada to the States.
I saw that.
To the rally.
Yeah, I saw that, right? They're not supposed to travel, so they probably shouldn't be.
And no offense, why do you care?
Yeah, but that's not my question, Samantha. My question is, as Canadians, do we care that deeply? I don't think we do. I don't think we do.
No,
we'd be mad and we'd be sad and we'd be disappointed, but then we'd be like, whatever.
But we have started to have protests and rallies and things of that nature
pop up
in various parts of Canada.
You know.
So maybe we are starting to take on the attributes of our neighbors to the south.
All I can say is Trump, what the fuck? And as of right now, he's just been impeached for the second time.
They claim
that he's going to go down as the worst president in United States history. I don't know enough about it because I'm just like learning about the second impeachment stuff like the rest of the world.
Yes.
I do believe that it means that he cannot run again.
If he's impeached?
Yes. I believe a second impeachment that does bar him from being able to run the next time.
That's maybe helpful.
If nothing else, right? If nothing else. But now let's just see if Don Jr. doesn't become that guy. That's my prediction. That's my prediction.
Oh, dear.
Oh, somebody's telling us that's not true. I don't know. They were saying that's what they were saying on CNN today. Tonight.
Oh,
they were saying. They were
all
saying.
Right. I don't know. I'm Canadian. I couldn't possibly.
I don't know. But that's what they were saying on CNN. They were saying that they thought that it meant that it took away his right to run again.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. But regardless.
But we're not going to get into it. It just blows my mind that shit's happening in a country so close to ours.
I know.
Right, it's crazy. I feel bad for America.
I feel bad for America too, but I also feel like we're influenced by the closeness of that country.
I know.
And I feel like, hey dudes, let's not do that.
No, like let's not, right?
Let's not.
No.
Let's not play those games.
No, right? We don't need to be copycats. We don't need to be copycat Canada.
Yeah, that right?
Exactly, right? We don't need that at all. Right? We don't need to be copycats.
My God. Copycat Canada.
Yeah, we don't need to be copycat Canada. Right? Copy that, right? That's right up there with sorry, not sorry, copycat
sorry,
Canada.
Sorry, not sorry. Yeah.
Right?
Like, I mean, maybe that's Trump's theme. It's sorry, not sorry.
I think it is sorry, not sorry. And I think it's more not sorry. Sprinkled every now and then with a sorry, like the Fonz. So, right? How the Fonz couldn't say, right? I think it's like that. I don't know.
It's possible.
I just sit back. I'm watching way too much of it. I'm very absorbed.
Yes.
And I'm like, God, I spend so much time on this country that I don't belong in.
That you don't live in.
No, right? But I feel a kinship to it.
Yes, I suppose we do.
Right. I just want it all to work out.
We're so similar, but yet so different.
I know, right? And I'll be taping the inauguration.
Of course you will.
Yeah. And so help me God, nothing better happen. Take that, America. Warning from Lisa Gibson in Canada.
Oh, dear God.
Nothing better happen on that day.
Well, I'm curious. Okay. So speaking of that, I'm a little bit curious because doesn't Trump have to be there for the inauguration?
No, he doesn't have to be. He can choose not to be. And he's already said that he won't be. Yeah.
That's even bad, too.
Well, it's bad in one sense because they say, again, right, this is just what they say, what I've heard. They say that it makes for a less, in the eye of the beholder, I guess, a less, how would you say it? It makes the transition look not quite as peaceful as it should.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like, I'm sure that Barack didn't want to go to, well, Michelle Obama, if you looked at her face in footage of the inauguration, you could tell she did not want to be there when it was Trump's turn.
No.
But they were there.
Yes, because they have morals and
exactly,
values. And
right? Yeah.
Good
so,
people. They're
I don't
good
know.
People.
I'm just saying, come on, America, do better. Come, right? Do better. Right? Yes. But the vice president is going. Which I guess that's a good thing, right?
Oh, okay.
You know,
yes.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. What do we
all
know?
All right.
That's our political corner.
Okay. Lisa's political corner.
Lisa's political corner.
That was a very not planned segment of
it was not
political
planned,
corner.
Right? We don't even have a segment called Lisa's political corner. That's how I think, friends, just on the fly sometimes.
Okay. So this is what I heard.
Okay.
I got a bone to pick with Drew Barrymore.
Oh,
I think she listens to the podcast.
Probably.
Hang on.
Okay.
I saw an Instagram post
uh-huh.
where she had taped a little thing. And it's, she goes, "Hi, friends of the Drew Barrymore show."
Oh, we need to get a lawyer. We need to copyright the phrase. That's our phrase. Hi, anything that says, "Hi, friends," that belongs to us. Hi, friends.
I'm like, sounds like copyright infringement to me.
Oh, it does. I think we need to hire a lawyer. We need to lawyer up.
And I don't mind Drew Barrymore. I occasionally watch her show. I only watch the part, honestly, with Ross Matthews.
At the end, the news, right? Drew's news.
I love him.
Yeah.
But hi, when she said that, "Hi, friends of the Drew Barrymore show."
No, right? Yeah. Again, right? She watching. You know it, Samantha. She's watching. Which is so odd because we know Kelly Ripa's watching. We know Drew Barrymore now is watching. And I still can't get Robin Shaw, who's just making a good name for herself, to pay me any attention. Makes no sense. Makes no sense whatsoever.
I don't know, Lisa.
Right? I don't know. Hey, Samantha. You know how we haven't been able really to go out to like a restaurant and stuff?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Is there one restaurant food that you've been really missing? I don't mean fast food. I'm talking a restaurant.
Like the real stuff?
Like where we sit down.
Ugh.
Is there one food that you're missing?
No, because every time we go out, I'm always disappointed.
I know, right? but that will not stop us once we can.
No, because I just don't. I always am disappointed.
I know. You know who never, you know what doesn't disappoint us? Big Chicken. Big Chicken never let us down.
Oh, we haven't. You know what? That's what we're missing.
Right? We never, ever had a bad Big Chicken.
No.
Ever.
No.
Right?
Now, for those people who have listened to every episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam, might remember the Big Chicken back in the early days.
Back in the early days.
It's a restaurant here in Saskatoon. Oh my God, what's it called?
Granada House.
And they have this thing on their menu.
Chicken cordon bleu.
Yes, we call it Big Chicken because that's... Yeah.
Because that's what it looks like. Some big chicken.
It is a big piece.
Right? When it comes to you, you're like, wow, that's some big chicken.
It is a big chicken.
And then it just stuck because, God forbid, we don't nickname something. Everybody gets, even an inanimate object gets a nickname in our world, Samantha.
People, dogs.
Doesn't matter.
Body parts.
Everything. Everything is walking away with something new. That's the beauty of us, right?
That's how we got a cankle.
That's how we got a cankle. That's how we got a schneck.
Schneck.
Relbo.
Relbo.
Right? Remember the good old Relbo? Right? Remember the good old Relbo?
What was the hanging gut again?
That's the gunt.
The gunt.
That's the gunt. The camel toe. We can't lay claim to camel toe. The other ones, I believe, I believe are ours.
To the other ones.
I think we can. Right? I believe that we can. I believe that we can.
Oh my God.
Right? Yeah.
Oh my God. I forgot about those.
That was so great. Right? Right? Some weird shit going on back then.
Weird shit.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. So, pandemic times, right? Pandemic times.
Yep.
I have a couple of bags of pop bottles. I got to hit the road.
Samantha, you got more than a couple. You got a closet full.
For
right?
jerseys, I do.
I know you.
My mom wants to get her hands on those. She's like, I'll take them for you.
Right? Sheila, it's not the yard sale, right? That's real cash in there. Right? Right? Somebody else decides what those are worth, not you.
But did you, like, as a kid, did you return the pop bottles for money? Like, is that how you got your
that's how we got our cash? That's how we got our extra money.
Oh, your extras.
Right? We got an allowance, and then that's
for those fake Popeye cigarettes.
Right? On Sundays, we could take back the pop bottles, cross the road to the Jug City. Right?
What?
And because that was the convenience store, right? And we lived across the road from it.
Jug City?
Jug City.
Oh, what the hell?
I don't know. That's just what it was called. So we'd lug those bottles, right? We'd lug them so we could split the money three ways.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Right? Back then, I remember you used to get a dime for a bottle.
Yeah.
There were no cans. I don't think there used to be cans, or I think cans weren't, you didn't get money for cans.
No, or something like that. Yeah. Right,
it was just bottles when we were kids.
Imagine if we'd thought about recycling way back when. How on top of it would we be?
The turtles would have been happier.
Right?
The turtles would have been happier, hey? Right? Those turtles would have been happy. The 2021 turtles would have been like, thank you. Right? you know.
So glad you guys did the work in the 1970s.
Right? Eh? They'd be able to tell their grandchildren turtles about it, right? Because those turtles live to be 900 years old, right? They'd be like, it'd be a better, the world would be a better place for
the
that.
The world would be a better place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. That's funny.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay. So speaking of Lisa's mind and... Yeah. God forbid no one wants to go in there.
Oh, don't go there.
No, don't go there.
Don't go there.
I have a new segment called Lisa's Question Corner. Lisa, what kind of questions do you have for us today?
Friends of the podcast, I have three questions for you today. These are just things that have randomly come into my mind this week since we last got together. Okay? So here I go. Ready?
Okay.
Number one. This one just hit me last night as I was doing the dishes. Hey, Samantha, what did people dry their dishes with before dish rags and cloths?
I have no idea. I think it's always been like...
I don't know. Was it leaves? No, we can't all, and you can't say like, can't always leave it. God can't do them every day. God can't dry the dishes every day.
No, they can't. I don't know.
They use? Like a bear skin?
Oh God, no. I hope not.
Like a piece of skin back if you're a fur trapper?
Maybe just always used a piece of cloth, but it was never like.
Not a specific.
Yeah, maybe it was never named anything.
And then that took me down the rabbit hole of, why do we name something that's cleaning something and keeping it clean a dish rag? That sounds horrible.
Or a dish cloth.
Right? It doesn't sound pretty. It doesn't sound good.
No.
It sounds like demoralizing to that poor piece of fabric.
Why do we call it a rag?
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
It deserves to be called something better because a rag has a negative connotation to it.
Yeah. Like think of the great things that dish cloth or dish rag is doing. Right? I'm just saying. Okay. That was one. Okay. Then I got thinking as I was just going about my business one day, why do you think we pick a favorite color and a favorite number? Like when you were a kid, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite number? Like my favorite color is orange. My favorite number is 8. Why? No clue. No clue.
Oh my God. I think my favorite color is blue.
Yes.
With green as a close second.
Yeah.
And, my favorite number? I don't think I have one.
I pick you either a 4 or a 12.
No, I'm thinking 7.
Oh, 7.
That's what popped into my head.
Okay.
But I don't know why. Like, why would we pick a favorite number and a favorite color?
Why
like,
did we care?
Yeah. Like, were we supposed to? Were we trained that way from kindergarten?
I don't know. Right?
I'm now officially thinking we were brainwashed in kindergarten.
Into having favorite colors.
Yes.
Right?
Oh my God, it was a thing.
Somebody planted that information.
What if it was government sanctioned brainwashing to see how the generation of kids would turn out?
Would turn out, right? They all like the color blue and the number 8. Hmm. Right? Maybe kids in Ontario seem to like the bottom, like the first 10 numbers. Maybe the kids in the West, like from 11 and up. I don't know.
Oh my God.
I don't, maybe there was a survey we don't know about.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You know, it's all that Kool-Aid you drank as a kid.
Right? I have one more that's going to even blow your mind more. You ready for this?
Okay.
Why is it called... And wait for it. Let me finish because I know right now I'm going to get halfway through and people are going to listen. They're going to be like, they've covered this. Not like this. We haven't.
Oh, dear.
Why is it called peach cobbler, but it's called an apple crisp when really they're the same thing, just different fruit?
No, not really. No, they're
yes,
not.
Really.
They're totally different. The topping is different. And I'm going to, I have a feeling that everyone's going to be like, Sam's right.
No, really?
A cobbler is like a soft biscuity thing that sits on top of the peach.
What's the crisp cobble?
Is like oatmeal, brown sugar, yeah. Kind of, and it gets hard, right? It's like a totally different thing.
So you're saying that the cobble is something, it's its own thing, the cobble is.
Yeah, it's like a biscuity thing.
What do you mean?
It's like a soft breaded, it's like a soft...
There's no bread in my peach
thing
cobbler.
That's on top of a peach cobbler. Yes, it is.
Bread.
It's a totally different topping than an apple crisp.
Bread. Now it sounds like it's the HHG's bread muffins. No.
It's not her cornbread muffins.
Her cornbread honey glazed
muffins. That's nothing
muffin.
To do with cornbread.
Mm. I don't understand it. I'm just saying. They seem like they're the same. So those were a few questions that popped into my mind this week.
Oh, good God.
I'm just saying, right?
I can't wait for next week.
Every week there's going to be a few, I think.
Tune in, folks, for another segment of Lisa's Question Corner.
Woohoo!
Oh my God.
We're just testing the new format.
Yes, this is true.
Right? We're just trying it out.
We are.
Right? Oh, sorry. Let's add that. Boom, 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 bang, bang. Yay. Woohoo. There. That's called a bumper.
That happens before.
Oh, shoot. I missed it.
Not after. Okay. You missed your opportunity.
Darn. That's why we better just stick to podcasting.
Oh, my God.
Right?
It needs a bumper. Okay. So I have a bone to pick with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, wow.
I get that there's bad blood between her and the woman who played Samantha on Sex and the City.
Right.
But can you have Sex and the City, the next chapter, without one of the four?
Samantha, I have a confession. I never watched one episode.
Oh, my God.
Never, ever.
You watched... have some homework, young lady.
Oh, I'm not doing it. I am not going to that. I'm not going to that show. No. No.
Oh, my God. I loved Sex and the City when it was out. I remember, like, when I was younger, in my 20s, we would sit around and watch it and just be engrossed in it. Yeah, no, I watched it all the time.
No, never. Never.
All the times.
So I'm going to say no, right? I'm going to say if it's going to be a reboot, unless somebody's died, all the pieces should be back.
Huh. She's not back. Why can't I remember her name?
I don't know.
The blonde one that played Samantha.
I don't know. You're totally asking the wrong person. Kim Cattrall.
Kim Cattrall. That's right. It. Kim I knew Cattrall. That. And but she's Canadian.
Yeah, but I don't know her in this show.
So I will be watching it just because I'm curious.
I know. And because it's probably on Netflix and that's your addiction.
No, it's not on Netflix. It's on HBO Max, I believe.
Oh, how do you get that? How are you getting that one?
It's like a regular channel. You should have it.
Oh, I don't know.
You have all the channels.
I know, but I only watch four channels, so I don't know what I have or don't have.
You lead a very narrow life.
I lead the life that I like to lead. Thank you. Right?
Oh, my God. Okay, so the rest of us will just tell you what life is.
I'm a little bit like Howard Hughes that way.
Oh, good God.
Right? I just bubble for one, please.
Yes, bubble for one.
Right.
Okay. But I have something else. I might have a challenge for you.
Okay.
Okay. Would you ever consider taking an ice bath?
Yeah, if I was dying of a fever and I didn't have a choice and the nurse put me in one.
This is for your overall health and well-being.
No, no.
An ice bath. It's a thing now, you know.
Like a trendy thing?
Yeah, it's like an ice challenge. Like there's a whole like pod of people who do this ice thing. They like wake up in the morning and they have like an ice cold shower, and it's like part of this ritual that they do.
I think it's bad enough that it takes a few minutes for my shower to get warm. That's good, right? That's all I got for you. Right?
Yes, okay, fine.
You know, why are you thinking it?
Well, you know, like if I thought I could withstand it, maybe.
Smith, you're gonna freeze up and not get out of the friggin' tub.
I'd probably dip a toe in it and go, no.
Yeah, like think of the lake. Think of the lake when we go to the lake in July and how cold it is.
Oh, God, that was super
cold. And that's July.
And it was hot that one day. Yeah, and I'm like, we're going in. We're like, it's too cold. It's too cold.
It's too cold. So you let me know how that goes, okay? You let me know how that goes for
you. I'm just saying, it might be good for you. Could shake up your insides.
Yeah, to death, I think.
Okay.
Right, I'd shiver to death, and I don't think that that's the way I want to go, shivering.
All right.
Okay. You know how we always talk about those character boards?
It's the ones with the meat. Charcuterie boards.
Okay, the ones with the meat and the cheese, the meat and cheese boards. Yes. Now they've upped their game, and now there's pancake and waffle boards.
I'm interested.
Oh, my God. Samantha, I'll have to send you a picture. So it showed, like, the pancakes all in the middle, and then it had, like all the different toppings all around. It looks so – I'm like, mm-hmm, that's the way to do it.
I'm in. I'm willing to do that.
Right?
Sign me up.
Shall we introduce it at the Boom Baby Bakery and Cafe?
This would be perfect for the Boom Baby Bakery and Cafe.
Right? You know, and we could do it like on a Sunday. Right? Here's our breakfast.
Absolutely. Right? Oh my God. It's our Sunday brunch.
It's our Sunday brunch, but it's served, our Sunday brunch. It's served on a wooden platter.
Yes. With, and then you get like different syrups and different and toppings.
Different fruit
and,
toppings.
Oh,
right?
Yummy.
Yes. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Right? Right? Just saying.
Oh, Boom Baby Bakery brunch.
Right? We're in for brunch and breakfast. You know what? We always do enjoy a good brunch and a good breakfast. So it
Maybe
only makes sense.
We need to narrow our business down to just breakfast.
I know. But then what happens when there's a good pizza that needs to be made on the Egg McMuffin maker?
Or a good sandwich.
Or a good sandwich, right? You know, or like a mini meatloaf or something.
Yes, okay, all right.
Right. All right, that's too much change. Too much change.
Okay, stop it. Stop right. it. Stop it. It.
Remember the true vision of the Boom Baby Bakery and Cafe, please. Right?
I have
just remember.
No clue anymore what the true
right?
vision is.
Right? Remember, right? Remember the master plan of it.
Yes, okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, I'm just saying, right?
Okay. Okay, I got to talk about it.
Okay. Or
I'm going to talk about it.
I feel that we were like hammered.
Yeah, it's Canadian Gate. We've stirred the invisible pot, so to speak.
I didn't even know I had to bring a spoon. I didn't even bring a spoon.
We, through no fault of our own.
No.
We just posted one has to go.
All I know, Samantha, is I get they don't have ketchup chips. I get that one. Right?
But who would have thought they didn't know what chicken balls was?
Oh, my goodness.
Chicken balls.
Posting pictures.
I know. And I'm like, guys, it's dough around a piece of chicken.
Right? Around a chunk of chicken. It's a clump of chicken with some batter.
Oh my God. It was so funny.
It's not a McNugget.
The first comments were like, what's a chicken ball? Sounds gross.
And then Jessica Kupferman, right? What the fuck? And I'm like, and then everybody was like, you know, it was funny because we certainly learned who our American friends were.
Yes, we did.
Right? Is this a Canadian thing? This must be Canadian. Is this Canadian? Right? Because all Canadians were like,
yeah.
I'm like, so funny. I had no clue. I had no clue.
And I thought for sure they were going to hurt your feelings because it was a chicken ball and that's your favorite.
I love it, right?
Like, ultimately.
I love it. I know.
And then all of a sudden, beef and broccoli, you're like, toss it. Toss it,
right?
I'm like, but who hates beef and broccoli?
And it's funny because back in the days when you and I used to order Chinese food, you were always like, can we get a vegetable? Do we have to have a vegetable?
I love a vegetable.
And I'm like, God, can we just have like a deep fried shrimp and a deep fried chicken and a chicken ball?
Yes, guys, all she ever likes to order is everything deep fried.
Right? Anything I can put that red sauce on, right? That's
disgusting.
What I want.
And then who did I have a serious, I think it was Josie Neems again. Josie, she kicked fried rice.
Oh.
Was it fried rice to the curb? And I'm like, girl, you didn't kick the egg roll. Egg roll's disgusting.
Well, but you know what? The problem is that the egg roll is always disappointing.
It is incredibly disappointing, but the spring rolls are never.
No. No, definitely not.
I love me a spring roll. But yeah, so who knew that beef and broccoli would be just so like, bye, see you later. Oh, and then the spare ribs got kicked to the curb too.
Totally kicked to the curb. That was so bizarre, hey?
That was so bizarre.
So bizarre that nobody liked the spare ribs all of a sudden.
But it was a good one. A lot of comments again. So that
was
fun.
It was fun. It was a good time. It was a good time.
But you know what, guys? We just love to have fun and we just want to keep you guys involved in everything that we do. So go to our Facebook, go to our Instagram, check us out on Twitter, and just bring your friends and family and anybody who needs a good laugh, invite them to listen to the podcast, invite them to the Facebook group and check us out on Instagram. You can join in on the fun. You can listen to us at pod.link/ishakemyhead or ismhead.podbean.com. That is our natural habitat, the Podbean.
We
are also part of the Podfix network, and there's some great podcasts there to check out as well. So just remember, bring your people
to us.
Bring your
Samantha, do you think it's weird that Rod Stewart's turning 76?
Oh my God, I just saw Rod Stewart singing with Gary Barlow. He's like some, that is. He's some UK pop star, older pop star guy. He can still sing.
Wow. Hey,
he got pipes still,
but he's 76.
I know, but his hair was awesome still. You know, it's how so he crazy. Always used to wear it like high and spiky.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Again. So crazy. And I'm like, you're 76 and you're still Rod Stewart.
That's so crazy. So crazy.
I love that.
I know. You know what else is so crazy? Is that Yankee Candles are making a candle called Ham Water.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. Do you think it would make your house smell like ham?
Yes.
Do you think that would be good or bad?
Bad.
Be nasty, hey?
Like an all-time smell of ham? Yes, that would be bad.
Would just be really bad.
That would be really bad.
Really, really, really bad. Yeah, really, really bad.
That is so gross.
Not good. Not cool.
It's not gross.
Not like, cool.
There are so many smells that should just, I mean, it's the vagina candle, right? I get that it didn't smell like a vagina, but do you need to label it the vagina candle?
Exactly.
Goop?
Right.
Is this
right?
What we're doing? Like, goop.
And then sometimes I think, is it just a joke? But it didn't look like it was just a joke.
I don't think it smelled like a vagina. I just think it was just a funny label that they put on a candle.
Just weird. It's just weird stuff, Samantha.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But apparently in the world of funny things, and I'm curious to know how she actually got hers already.
Uh-huh.
Martha Stewart got her COVID-19 shot already.
She got it because she's 80 years old.
She is not.
She is too. She's 79.
Well, that's not 80.
Well, it's the next best thing to 80.
Okay.
Right? It's pretty much 80.
But, okay. All right.
No, enough said. She's the age. She gets it. Right? She gets it. Moving right along.
Moving right along.
Okay. Okay. Lemon groove Pop-Tarts.
What is a groove?
I don't know. Is it just a flavor? I feel that Pop-Tarts have been neglected during the COVID.
Is it groove or grove?
Groove.
Did you read it wrong?
Groove. Double O. Double O.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I think the Pop-Tart's been neglected.
Of course it has. Nobody cares about the Pop-Tart anymore.
But now, but the lemon groove.
Lisa, that sounds... they're baking. They're making sourdough starters. They're like doing weird artisanal bread things. Nobody's buying a Pop-Tart.
I don't know. They should. I think that's what they should go back to. I'm just saying.
Okay. I'm just saying too.
I don't know. I just think Pop-Tarts, let's bring them back.
Okay.
Okay. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my God. Do you remember? Was I in the States? Yes, I was. And I took pictures of all the Pop-Tarts.
Mm-hmm.
And then Andrea brought you some back.
That's right. You did not.
No, I did not.
No.
No,
you
yes,
did not.
I did.
No, you did not.
No, I did not.
You did not.
Because I didn't want to take them through customs.
Nope, nope, nope. Because that's not what you were going to do. Right?
You
were
Andrea
only going to
really,
think of you.
But Andrea really enjoyed them.
I know. It was awesome. All those different flavors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It was so cool.
Andrea likes you more.
Wow. And so she should.
And so she should. Okay. So I have a little question to ask.
Okay.
Why did they make that?
Oh.
And my question goes to cornflakes.
Ugh.
So the reason why they go to cornflakes is because apparently cornflakes were not really made for what we think they're intended for, which is a breakfast cereal.
Right.
They were actually invented to stop people from masturbating.
Ew, we're not that show. Why are you talking about that? Ew.
I've read it and I'm like, stop it.
Stop it.
Yes. So Mr. Kellogg in 1878 was made cornflakes originally to stop people from touching down there.
Wow. Hey,
spanking
the monkey.
Yes. So it was marketed as a healthy, ready-to-eat, anti-masturbatory morning meal.
Where do they even join in? Like, where's the connection?
I think it's because Mr. Kellogg was a Seventh-day Adventist, and apparently he was incredibly religious and felt there was no need for the two people in the world, a man and a woman, to come to, ever come together to do anything.
Wow.
So that he made a cereal.
That is so crazy.
In the hopes that nobody would do it.
That is so bizarre.
And there's a rumor that he did get married, but he slept in a separate room from his wife. And apparently the rumor is that they never consummated the marriage and they chose to adopt all their children.
Wow. Yeah, I guess.
Just saying, isn't that funny?
No, it's creepy. That's what it is.
Like, you think, oh, it's innocent. It's cornflakes, Kellogg's cornflakes, blah, blah, blah.
I'm never going to look at them the same way.
Why'd they do that? Why'd they make them? That's why they made them.
They were made with dirty thoughts. They were made
to help you not have dirty thoughts.
To help you not have...
When you eat your cornflakes, even your Frosted Flakes, Lisa,
don't stop that right now. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Don't you dare bring up Tony's Frosted Flakes.
Oh, my God.
Don't you dare. Okay, I got one for you.
Okay, fine.
Okay, you ready? Boys and girls bikes. You know how the boys' bikes always had the crossbar?
Yes.
Why'd they do that?
Because they had to make them different.
I don't know. Because
why would boys and girls ride the same type of bike? But now they do, so it doesn't really matter.
Doesn't matter.
Don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Right? I just thought that seemed odd. Why do they have to make that?
Because I think back in the day, that's how they thought.
That's how they thought. See how evolution has changed that.
Because no matter who was riding that bike with the crossbar, if you fell into the crossbar, it's going to hurt just as bad.
It's hurting both. It's hurting everybody. Absolutely. That's so true too, hey? That's like the only time.
It's not different.
The
same thing.
Exactly. That's so funny.
Okay. Did you ever wonder how Pop Rocks got made?
No, but I love them.
they were banned, hey?
Well, they were gone for a long time.
Because people thought they were bad for you. They thought they killed you.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So originally, Pop Rocks was not the original intention. Again.
Really?
Again, it was an oops.
Ooh.
Yes. Who knew? Pop Rocks were made by a chemist working for General Foods when he was trying to invent an instant soft drink.
Really?
Yes. That's how Pop Rocks got made.
I guess I can kind of see that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And you know the reason why it pops in your mouth is the carbon dioxide. So the rumor was that remember Mikey from the Life cereal?
Yep.
The rumor was that Pop Rocks killed Mikey. So they had to pull Pop Rocks off the shelves because it was getting such a bad rap. That's why you forgot about Pop Rocks.
That's why I forgot, but I was happy that they came back.
Pop Rocks killed Mikey. It didn't. It was a rumor. Yeah.
Huh. But I'm happy that they're back. Because I think that they're a lot of fun.
They are a lot of fun.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
When you're drunk, put them in your drink. Pop, pop, pop.
Yeah, just like a lot of fun. Huh. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
Interesting, Samantha.
I thought it was interesting. I'm like, interesting. So the original intention was not what it ended up being.
Okay.
Cool.
Cool.
Just like so many things in life, hey?
So weird, hey? Sometimes I'm just blown away.
Okay, so McDonald's, oh God, why? I think it's because of the Popeyes chicken sandwich. They're pulling out all the stops, right?
They're pulling out all the stops.
Just doing it. They're like, we're losing traction, right? We're losing traction. So what do? They throw out a McFlurry top with cinnamon donut balls.
No, just keep things simple.
Like, guys, does your shit need more shit?
We don't need more shit on top of shit. Right? It's not necessary.
I don't think we do.
No, it's not necessary at all.
And you know that they are making donuts, right? The little mini donuts.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you Tim Hortons now? Like, right? What are you?
And why can't they just stay at Tim Hortons?
Ugh.
Right? We don't need them everywhere.
I can't even right now.
No, I can't even either. Guess what? The Gibsons, we got a new coffee maker.
Cool.
Uh-huh.
Was the other one broken?
I broke the other one.
How did you break it?
I don't know, because I wasn't being careful with it.
Which one?
I don't know. I guess I kept pushing it too hard or something. And then I could never get it to work.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So we got
you
a new one.
You broke the Keurig.
I broke my Keurig.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even know you could break them. But I could.
Okay.
I could, and I did.
And it's fine?
The new one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a Cadillac. It's quiet.
Ooh.
It's nice. It's pretty.
It's pretty.
Very, very happy. Very happy.
Are you going to break this one too?
No, I promised I wouldn't.
Did you read the instructions?
I know how to use it, yeah.
So you didn't read the instructions?
No. Not doing that.
Did you touch all the buttons first to see what they did?
No, I'm not doing that. I'm just the one I need. That's the only button.
Did you set the clock?
No, it doesn't have a clock.
It doesn't have a clock?
It doesn't have a clock, this one. There's enough clocks in the kitchen.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. Positive. I'm
like
okay
you
with
need
it.
A third.
Nope. It's okay. It's perfectly fine. It's perfect how it is.
All right. I'm asking the questions, Lisa. I want to make sure that the purchase is right for you. So
I used it. Couldn't be happier. Couldn't be happier, Samantha. Okay, question for you.
All right.
Who decided that we needed throw pillows and why are they called that?
Interior designers decided we needed throw pillows.
Okay.
And the reason why they're called that is because you can throw them.
Because you can throw them.
Yeah.
Seems weird.
You throw them onto your couch and you give them a karate chop.
I never really understood them.
Why do you ask these questions?
Because it's just...
You think you're going to get this like revolutionary answer and it never turns out that way.
Never. Just disappointment.
It is utter disappointment for me.
Utter disappointment, right? I thought it was going to be something groundbreaking.
It is not.
It is not.
Oh, dear God.
That's so crazy.
Okay. All right. Okay. And it's not even ice cream weather. And I'm just like, what is going on?
Again, we did that last week,
okay,
right?
Okay. So soon, apparently, you're going to be able to eat Cocoa Pebbles ice cream.
Okay, first off, why is there Cocoa Pebbles? And why is it an ice cream now?
My problem is why now? Like,
yeah.
Is it because we're in a pandemic and everybody's just eating everything? And right. Okay, maybe. But it's not nice outside. It's not ice cream weather. And ice cream weather is like spring, summer, maybe fall, like edging into fall.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I sound like you. Oh my God, my food has a season.
It has rubbed off.
Oh my God.
It has rubbed off. Your food is now seasonal.
That's my problem.
Right? I don't know what you're fighting more. The food is seasonal or that you sound like me.
I sound like you. Oh my God. I need some therapy.
I think you do. I think you need some time away.
My food is seasonal. Oh my God.
Your food is seasonal.
When did that start?
Well, probably technically 20 years ago.
Oh my God.
But now you're just admitting it.
Oh my God.
That's so funny. That's so, so funny.
I'm having a breakdown.
Yeah. Yep. You are.
Oh
you've
cro- my God.
You've crossed over.
I have apparently. And I didn't even realize it.
Good going, Samantha. Way to go. Way to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've come to the part of the show where it's, I didn't just read that.
Oh.
Or, nice. I didn't just read that.
I did not just read that.
I did not just read that.
I did not just read that.
Okay, so.
Tell me what you did not just read.
Apparently, at the San Diego Zoo, the gorillas, they got the corona.
What?
How did the gorillas get the corona, you ask?
I'm asking.
From an asymptomatic wildlife care team member.
What?
Yes. The human gave it to the gorilla.
Really?
And it's the first time that a gorilla has, it's the first known case of gorillas having the coronavirus. So they're not sure how they're going to react to it.
Wow.
And the care team is in close chat with doctors to see what they are, like they're monitoring the gorillas. Because right now it's just congestion and coughing.
Right.
But technically, the gorillas are 96.4% DNA compatible to us.
Really?
So it's very possible that they could get worse.
Wow. That's so crazy.
Huh. So right now they're just giving them vitamins, fluids, and food, just like we would do.
Yeah.
If we had the coronavirus. But can you imagine? And there's 8 of them, right? And I think 2, 3, or 4 of them have it.
That's insane.
Yeah. But, and they refuse to separate them, right? Because they'll they'll get lonely and they'll wonder what happened to them.
Yeah.
So they're keeping them together. But I'm just like, I'm like, gorillas got the corona? Like, are we in the, oh no, it's at the San Diego Zoo.
That's so weird, hey? I don't even understand things like that. Like, my mind doesn't understand that.
Well, and I mean, other animals have gotten the coronavirus that we know of, but in captivity.
In captivity.
Right.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
So bizarre.
That's bizarre. Do you know what I read? And I thought, I did not just read that.
What, Lisa?
The Keurig machine for soft ice cream is what the world really needs right now. .. as well as a cure for the COVID. I read that all as one. I was going along with it and I'm like, oh yes, yes. And a cure for the COVID. Absolutely. And a cure for the COVID.
So, we need to have soft ice cream come out through the Keurig.
Yeah.
And if it could also cure the coronavirus, and if it
can also cure the coronavirus, that's what the world needs right now. Mike,
you're expecting a lot from a Keurig.
I think maybe too much, right? I think it should just stick to making coffee and tea, right? Not everything has to do all things, Samantha.
No.
Okay.
No.
Here's something really interesting. Did you know that All in the Family debuted 50 years ago?
Wow, that's oh my God. I was only two when it
started.
We
were only two. Isn't that crazy?
Oh my God, you just admitted you're 52.
Oh, I said you. Clean out your ears.
No.
Yes, you. I'm not. I'm 51.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. We can do this all night long till the power goes out.
And it's about to go out, I think.
I think it is, too. I just had a flicker.
Yeah, so me too.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, yes. This is fun.
This is good times. Good times.
Good times.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Shopping carts with magnifying glasses attached. Good idea or bad idea?
What's it for?
So for people who can't read very well and can't see all the little writing.
Oh, God. That's just a germ infested.
I thought it was a good idea.
No, I don't think that's a good idea from a health standpoint.
Oh, well, I didn't think about it that way.
You wouldn't be able to keep it clean enough.
Yeah, no, fair enough. But okay. So maybe not during COVID. In other times, I think it would be fine.
Maybe.
Right. I think it's a good idea. Lots of times I can't read stuff.
Lisa, let's circle back to that when there is no more coronavirus.
Okay. Yes. Then I think it would be a great idea.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Let's circle back.
Circle it back.
Okay. So I got something for you.
Okay.
Nicole Kidman has just been casted as Lucille Ball.
Oh, I disagree.
I disagree as well.
I disagree. I need to see my girl Kristen Wiig as a Lucille Ball.
Yeah,
right.
I agree.
That's who needs to be Lucille Ball right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, thumbs down.
I agree. Yeah. I just, Nicole Kidman, she did the remake of Bewitched, hey?
Yeah, yeah. And how'd that do? Oh, that's right. Nobody knows.
It didn't do well. No.
Exactly.
Yeah, it didn't do well.
It wasn't a good.
No.
No.
I think it should be Kristen Wiig as well.
Yeah, because Kristen Wiig's a genius.
Yes, she is.
Right? And she's beautiful.
Oh, my God. You know who else could do it?
Hmm. Don't say the girl from Will and Grace.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Who, she does characters really well. Oh, my God. She's from SNL.
Oh, Kate
love
McKinnon.
Her. Kate McKinnon.
I don't know.
I think she could do it.
I don't love her as much as I used to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Kristen Wiig.
Totally. Huh. Totally Kristen Wiig.
So we come to the part of the show that I'm going to always enjoy.
Okay.
What people should know.
this is your segment.
This is what I think you guys need to know. Leggings, they're bad for you.
They're bad. They're really, really bad.
They have been worn and made in various forms and shapes. They've been worn for warmth and protection back in the old days, back in the centuries. They were worn in the Renaissance period and by Scottish Highlands. Yes, in the men's in the Scottish Highlands.
So they've been around forever.
They've been around forever. However, they were brought to fruition by Chip Wilson in 1998. And you might ask, yes, it's Lululemon. God forbid.
All right. Yeah, but they've made millions on them.
Everyone has made millions of leggings, and they will continue to make millions off of leggings. However, did you know Did you know that they can cause a fungal infection?
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
If you wear leggings during everyday workouts.
It's nasty.
They are also susceptible to ringworm if they sweat while wearing tight exercise clothing like leggings.
I hope all the legging people are just like heeding this warning.
The wearing of yoga pants other than for exercise has aroused controversy both for school use and when worn by women.
No way.
Now they have different types of fabric for leggings, so they're better. They wick moisture and all that kind of fun stuff.
But still a legging.
It's still a legging.
Still a legging.
And I just need people to know.
Yeah.
Leggings are not dress pants.
They're not dress pants.
They should not be worn to work.
No.
They belong in the gym.
In the gym.
And for casual outings to say, I don't know, pick up your kids, buy groceries.
Yes.
Go to the bank.
Right.
But not for fancy occasions.
Not for going out to the restaurant.
No.
Not for going shopping at the mall.
No.
No.
This flies in the face of the exercise, the athletic craze clothing that has happened. I get that.
Yeah.
However, and I know that we're all living in sweatpants and sweat outfits and yada, yada, yada. I get that. But sometimes, guys.
Sometimes you got to bring out your Sunday best.
Leggings are inappropriate.
Leggings are inappropriate. Right? If you take away nothing else.
I feel
you may get some backlash.
I feel that it is important that we understand they are for certain types of things.
Yes. They serve a purpose, but it's not an all the time purpose.
No. And I have some.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Who doesn't like a legging?
Who doesn't like a legging in its proper place?
In its proper place.
Right? That's the difference.
Okay. That is what I felt you all needed to know.
There you go. Thank you, Samantha.
Okay. But bigger deal. You all need to know my new obsession on Netflix.
Oh, God.
It's called The History of Swear Words.
Oh, just yes, up your folks, alley.
It is Sam's favorite show right
That's
now.
That's too funny. That's funny.
It is hosted by the hilarious Nicolas Cage.
Wow.
He's so funny. And yes, you do need to watch this.
Yeah.
I get it. If you don't like swear words, don't. Whatever. However, for those who love a good swear word and want to know the history behind a word, like the F word, the S word, the big B word, and the big D word.
Wow.
It's your game.
It's your
those
game.
Those are only the first four episodes that I have watched, and I learned so much about each one of them.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I loved it so much.
I haven't watched it yet.
I also had a fun fact.
Okay.
They tested it on one of the episodes. I think it was the S episode. I can't say the word because I've said too many swear words already,
I think,
in our podcast. So
yeah.
I have to slow it down. That if you swear while you're, if you get it, if you hurt yourself or do an activity where it's like there's some pain involved, if you swear, you can actually last longer dealing with the pain.
I can
it
see that.
It takes away.
Yeah.
Some of the pain.
I can see that for sure.
It helps you deal. And I'm like, yeah, it does. Hi, who knew that? Me.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Queen swearer.
Yeah, queen swearer.
That's good. So, good. I do want to watch that one.
It is frivolous. It means it just is going to be funny. You're going to love Nicolas Cage.
Good.
It's going to be hilarious.
I plan on watching that. Hopefully maybe over the weekend.
It's very fun.
Awesome. That was fun.
Yes. Okay, Lisa,
mm-hmm.
Do you have an I shake my head?
Samantha, I do. Short and to the point. Static guard. How does it know what to do?
It was made to know what to do.
Right?
I don't, it just knows because it was chemically compounded to know what it's supposed to do.
To know that your shirt is staticky?
Yes.
Huh. I shake my head at static guard because I don't get it. And I don't get why it has to have the foul smell.
Okay, that I don't understand.
That makes no
sense.
They've
never fixed that smell.
Never.
Right? They've never fixed it.
And which is odd. Which is odd. Yeah, which is odd. What about you, Samantha? Do you have an eye shake my head?
My eye shake my head is for people who don't know how to drive.
Okay. Okay.
I have been, because our weather has gotten a bit better, right?
Yes.
So it tonight. Always, it oh, except for today. It always brings out the bad people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And who don't know how to drive. And right. It's like, why are you driving in my lane? I don't understand you right now.
Yeah.
Like, you're coming towards me and you're in the wrong lane.
People are crazy.
Right?
People are crazy.
And I'm just like, I. And I don't drive that much anymore. I don't, because I go from work to here and to mom and dad's and maybe to you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's not like I drive a ton anymore.
No.
But people, you scare me.
Yeah. I think you have a right to be scared.
People, you scare me. And I just feel like there are some people out there. And then I'm thinking, and then, of course, my moment of reflection was, Sam, when you first started driving, you were a little scary too.
Yes, you were. And you still are sometimes a little
no,
scary.
No, I'm not.
A little bit.
Stop it. And then I thought, okay, but is everybody Sam at 16? Like, is everybody Sam at 16?
Like, did none of them ever evolve to become Sam at 50?
Yeah, well, you know. But I was just like, okay, so do I need to have like a moment of like, hey, maybe that's they're funny. Just, they didn't get all of the instruction.
You're showing your age.
I know.
That's what it is.
I know.
That's what
I shake my head at that.
That's, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one, Samantha. You know.
All right.
So,
Lisa, that's the end of the podcast.
I know, right? Because we're changing it up a little bit.
This should be the bumper.
That should be the bumper. That's the end. Right? Motherfuckers.
That's going to get us a bad rating.
That'll get us a bad rating. Absolutely. Well, you know what, Samantha? This has been nice. It's been nice with the new format, right? I think we still have to iron it out a little bit.
Yes, I think so.
But I think it's working for us. So you know what?
I think it is.
If that's all, Samantha, I will close by saying, always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be.
Mm.
This has been a transmission of the Podfix Network. For more about this show and other great Podfix programs, go to podfixnetwork.com.